Well, I guess this is the first official episode or podcast, however you clarify these things. I guess gonna come straight forward with it. Living with dissociative identity disorder. I am a 25-year-old female. I've got diagnosed earlier this year, and whenever it came down to it, it made sense. In a lot of ways, I'm terrified but humbled that I finally have an answer. It started off pretty rough. Early childhood years, I mean, I'm sure many can know what I'm saying or understand what I'm saying about that. So I guess after going to therapy and psychiatrist and doctor after doctor, this is, like I said, it just made sense. So far, I feel so strange. I mean, I know it's not, it only affects 1% of the population, but I mean, we're out here, we're trying to make a living, trying to get out of the sugar that we're already in, you know, just going on in our minds. And I say our, you know, just to make myself feel less crazy, I guess, knowing that, you know, there's at least 1% out there with me that suffer from DID. My issue is that I'm very destructive. I have a very destructive alter. I have a very calm alter, I guess. And the host is just torn between all of this. And I'm more accepting now than I was a few months ago whenever I was diagnosed. I'm not gonna say the pills make me happy. They don't. I don't like the medication. I do not like the medication. For someone that graduated, you know, has a damn good head on her shoulders, kept up a job, has always lived alone, you know, no kids. Like I said, 25-year-old female, no kids. I mean, that says a lot in this day and age. I mean, in no way am I guess, what would you say, unapproachable. I mean, I do my fair share. I'm very into fitness. I mean, I am very creative. There's a lot of things that I can add to my what's good about her resume. But for someone that lives with DID, all of that goes out the window. You know, the fitness, the creativeness, that whole person just disappears. And it is crazy. It is crazy, y'all. I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, it is just like a fuzzy haze, I guess. Like, and then, I don't know, just, I remember just being so tired after, just so tired. And the medication, along with what it's supposed to do for you, already makes me more sleepy. So, I mean, I feel like I'm a human cat just sleeping my life away. You know, but whenever it comes down to it, the host isn't a sleepy person. She's very energetic. She's, you know, outgoing. People want to be around her. People ask for her, you know. And I'm not saying this as in people know, but I'm just saying, like, the host is who I let leave the house every day, or I try to. But whenever people just come in contact with my alters, it's very hard for them to see me that way, because I mean, it literally is a different person. You're approaching a different person. I mean, it's intense for people that have been around a loved one that has the disorder. They can relate but not understand. I feel like it takes quite some time for an individual to understand a loved one being diagnosed with a mental disorder. And basically, I mean, all it takes is research, all it takes is time, all it takes is effort. But given today's society, you know, people have their families, you know, to look after. So, I mean, you're basically just kind of like, in a sense, left on your own to figure this out. But I feel good about this. I mean, relationships have been wonderful, but like I said, my altar just does not accept men or whatever it is. I'm not sure, but she just hates the fact of being with a man or just anybody in general. So I guess that's why I've never let anybody stay with me past 2 years. I've never let anybody stay with me past 2 years because I can understand how intense this can be. And I've always lived alone. So I guess, you know, whenever I would turn into my altars, I could do it indoors where nobody could see, you know, because I knew something was wrong with me. I just didn't know what. And for 25 years and for 6 years living on my own and for ever doing this relationship after relationship, you know, and don't get me wrong, I was dating great men. I'm talking great men. One was a teacher, one was an oil field worker, another one was barely about to graduate college from his, having a bachelor's degree. I mean, like, all these men are very great men, and I chose to let them go because I didn't want to hold them back with this. I felt responsible for ending the happiness of somebody that didn't know me well enough. After 2 years of being with each person, or however long it was, I decided that, you know what, I can't let you in 100% because you don't know all of me. You only know one side of me. One person. So in a sense. So it made it really easy to break off these relationships. And like I said, they were great people. They were great men. And still to this day, they keep in contact with me, you know. Nothing like that, you know. Just a, hey, how you doing, you know. Hope you're doing all right. Because like I said, I mean, my host is a very, very wonderful individual. But for some reason, my alters are just haywire. And it took 25 years for anybody to notice. Well, I guess not to notice, but to be diagnosed, I guess, because, you know, I finally met someone willing to not accept that I was just going to break up with them for literally no reason. I finally met the man that just would not give up. He would not give up on me, and so that's why I ended up getting help. I met my boyfriend 2.5 years ago, and for some reason he saw that, you know, I wasn't right. He saw that something was wrong. He stuck around, you know. He took the beatings, he took the lashes, he took everything just to get me the help, get me where I am today. So I mean, a lot of my success goes to him as well. So, I mean, the least I owe him is to be the greatest I can be. So, I just want everybody to know, if you do suffer with DID or some sort of disorder, I mean, you're not alone. I mean, the best we can do as individuals and as spouses is try our very hardest. And if an alter just decides that it's not gonna be that way, then it's time to make some changes. And that's really where I am right now. It's definitely time to make some changes. So I guess this is the end of my first episode, living with DID. It doesn't get better and better every time I say it, but damn it, it sure does get a lot more understanding. It gets clearer and clearer for me, I guess. But yeah, I don't know how to end this, so I'm just gonna go ahead and hit the stop button.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.